Well, an absolutely beautiful start to this Tuesday. Sun coming up. It's going to warm up to near 80 degrees. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. You know, in the summertime on Fridays, we go to different communities around the Blue Water area, and we're not doing that this year because we're trying to keep our safe social distance. So instead, every week we're highlighting a different community, and this week, over the course of the week, we're talking about what's going on in Marysville. And one of the big things happening in Marysville is the new SC4 Skippers soccer complex at Morton Park. And here to tell us a little bit more about what the Skippers are doing in Marysville, Vice President of Student Services at SC4, Pete Lacey. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it this morning. They're moving forward with work at Morton Park, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of activity going on right now, and I can tell you, Paul, the field is going to be impressive. It's 75 yards wide by 120 yards long, so if you could imagine a football field going the back of each end zone and then about 25 yards wider, this is a impressive size NCAA regulation field, same size field the World Cup is played on. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Working on fielding a team too, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, just a few updates on that. We anticipate the field will be ready for fall. It's going to look awesome with our Skippers logo at the midfield, alternating kind of light green and dark green patterns. And we have 18 girls signed up and committed so far to our brand new program. I think it's interesting. They represent 13 different high schools so far. So we have student-athletes from Port Huron High, Port Huron Northern, St. Clair, Marine City, Yale and Marysville, so throughout the Blue Water area, but also Centerline and Anchor Bay and Grand Blanc, Lapeer. So it's going to be a great new sport for our community.
Yeah, it is a new sport for SC4. You guys haven't done soccer before, so this is a really big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, yeah. It's been talked about for many years. There's been a lot of interest in students, and I know that the ladies in our area are going to enjoy being able to play collegiately at SC4. So,
and that's going to start in the fall, correct?
That is correct, Paul. Yeah, we will. Fall sports are scheduled to begin August the 1st, and we'll be able to again play our games there starting in October. So,
what kind of safety measures are being put in place? Because this is obviously every school, every sport is having to look at how they do things differently now in this age of the coronavirus.
Yeah, our athletic director, Dale Voss, is part of a reintegration task force. We're working closely with the NJCAA as well as the NCAA and NAIA organizations. And so safety first. Obviously, there's still a lot of unknowns there, but we continue to monitor that, and we'll have safety protocols in place for all of our student athletes this fall.
By the way, Pete, how did it come about that SC4 expanded into Marysville for athletics?
Yeah, well, as I just described, Paul, that size of field is, it takes a lot of space. Marysville has been very supportive of the college, and they had reached out and said, hey, would you like to take a look at a couple locations? Seeing that spot at Morton Park, it just gives us a lot of new opportunities to host the things that we know bring people to our community. And so high school games are going to be a thing that we're looking forward to hosting, but also the MHSAA. We've hosted state quarterfinals in volleyball and basketball, softball. So we anticipate reaching out to them in the future and making that a location where we can host those statewide type tournaments. Collegiate events as well are going to be a great spot there, right along the St. Clair River, Canadian border. It's a beautiful location, and so bringing in college teams to play are going to be important. And I would just like to note the youth soccer stuff, Paul. Youth soccer is big in Marysville, and we've talked with them, and we are actually creating a Skippers U8 youth soccer field. It'll be an exact replica of the large field, and that will be available for the youth to play. And with the large field being able to split into multiple smaller fields, we just anticipate there'll be a lot of youth activity there as well, which is great for our campus and our community.
Absolutely. What fun. What other sports are going to be playing in Marysville? Are you looking at some other things as well?
Yeah. Down at the new Morton Park soccer complex, there'll be a four-lane workout track, so all of our student-athletes will have the opportunity to work out there, as well as our SC4 students, employees, and Marysville community members using that. So that's going to be a nice feature that we did not have access to. The turf will be used by our Skipper softball and baseball teams for workout. You can imagine we get some poor weather days, but having that large surface where they can do infield, outfield work is going to be great in both the fall and the spring. And, you know, a lot of camps I anticipate being there. Running camps will be a great opportunity now. Baseball and softball can use that in addition to soccer. Our softball field will be playing at Marysville Park. And so the city of Marysville has invested some money into those fields. It looks great. They're all tiled. The drainage has been wonderful, even during these recent downpours that we've had. Fields have been dry. It has new fences, dugouts, bullpens have been added. We're adding a Skipper scoreboard to the one field, and so that's where our team will play this fall and next spring. Our Skipper's cross-country team, they will be able to utilize Marysville Park as well. There's a wonderful course there that a lot of the high schools have run at, and we look forward to having some collegiate runners there this fall. And our men's and women's golf team are able to use the Marysville Golf Course to practice, get some additional rounds in different courses, and practice their game for men's and women's teams. So lots of exciting stuff and opportunities for our programs. I would mention just in the COVID-19 era, both at the Skipper Soccer Complex and at the Marysville Park Softball Field, we're going to install cameras. And so we'll be able to live stream games there in the coming year. So that'll be exciting as well.
That is really cool. What a fantastic idea. That's great. I mean, you combine all that with the field house in Port Huron, and Skipper Athletics has grown by leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's something to engage students. You know, it gives them that collegiate experience, and we've been able to attract students from outside of the Blue Water area, and I think it's great to bring new students, new perspectives into our community. With college housing, with the field house, with this new complex in Marysville, and we're very excited about the opportunity to help our campus and our community grow.
Well, exciting stuff indeed. When will we be able to see the Skipper's soccer schedule and know when we can come see some games?
Yeah, so the soccer schedule will be out on our website at sc4.edu/athletics. We are just updating all of the rosters and schedules and things, so that will be out later this summer. And again, the games will start in October down at the new park.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. Pete, appreciate the update. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.